All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
And it's time for the first caller of the day. Who's going to set the tone for the show? It is Brian. What's up, Brian?
How's it going? How are you?
What's happening, sir?
Good morning.
Not much. I'm on my way to work.
What do you do?
So, I work in Lowell at a place called Ideal Tape. I make the glue that goes on tape.
You make the glue that goes on what?
Tape.
Tape?
Yeah, like duct tape.
Oh. I thought he was saying paper.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And very specific.
That is riveting. How many chemicals do you think you ingest on a daily basis eventually is going to destroy your body?
Way too many.
Wow.
Have you ever gotten something stuck by accident on you?
Well, yes, actually. I have some funny stories about stuff getting stuck to things, but that's not the one I was thinking about this morning, though.
Oh, okay.
Give it to us.
So first thing, kind of funny, is yesterday I called in and actually got through and was the first caller of the day. But my phone cut out right after he said it was almost time.
Shocking. Your phone sounds great.
I think that's going to happen again, so you might have to expedite the story.
Okay, let's hurry up.
So, Cricket Wireless. Go ahead.
first day back in at work after the new year, we went outside to take a break, and there was this squirrel climbing up a tree, and I couldn't tell what he had in his hand. But there was this other squirrel kind of following him. Turns out, the first one, he had a whole ass soft pretzel.
Get out of here!
And the second squirrel wanted some.
I don't know where he got it or how he was climbing up a tree with it, but that other squirrel wanted it, and they started fighting and scrapping over it, and then another one came in. The first squirrel dropped the pretzel. The other two jumped him. Another squirrel took the pretzel. I don't know what was that.
You witnessed a squirrel fight.
Wow.
You didn't call the police when you saw a squirrel getting jumped?
I just knew this year was going to be great.
How the hell does a squirrel get a full pretzel?
Oh,
like going
man.
Up to Auntie Anne's? And you're like, hey, give me some leftover pretzels, please.
That is so funny.
That's the equivalent of like somebody getting jumped for their sneakers, man. This dude just saw like
wow.
a squirrel getting jumped for his pretzel.
Do we have video? I mean.
Yeah, he was too enamored, Pebbles.
I guess.
He was just like, wow. Two squirrels fighting over food. 2022 is off
pretzel.
To a great start. Animals, let me tell you something. If you really pay attention to animals, like I had a friend who one time, I forget where he went to the beach, and he said that he saw a sign that said, please do not, how did it word it? It wasn't don't feed the birds. It was something to the equivalent of don't let the birds see you with food. Something
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of beaches have those because seagulls will come and like, swoop down and
completely
kill you.
No. So he was like, this is not a big deal. It was like along a path or something.
Okay.
So he said he got a burger and started walking along that path.
No.
All of a sudden, he said one bird came literally kamikaze style, flew into his forehead, knocked him back a little bit. Another bird swooped in from the other side, grabbed the burger out of his hand, and flew off.
Nice.
He was like, he goes, they literally, like, they planned
they
to
up.
Attack
yeah.
me
wow.
and steal my food. Yeah. He still had a scar on his head. The bird went full beak into his forehead.
Can you imagine having to explain that? How'd you get that scar on your head?
Two birds jumped me for my burger.
That's funny.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.